This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 31st of January, 2024, and put your hands in the air if you survived the longest month of the year. And what a way to close out the year with this nice chilly weather. I hope you have your sweaters on, because I imagine the temperature is going to drop again once the sun hits the horizon. It's a Wednesday. We're not having our normal mashup session today. I have some sports people in the studio with me today, and Mr. Nuri say he's running in the next direction. He's more of a sports guy, but we're going to pick up the On the Clock Guardian Radio AM mashup Man Down show at the 11 o'clock hour. This morning, I have joining me Mr. Marcel Major from Four Seasons Race Management, and we're going to be talking about their next event. It's going to be a fun one, I think even more fun than the Junkanoo Jingle to Bay 5K. So let's get the show started. We're giving away sand dollars again every week. Six listeners can win 30 digital Bahamian dollars if they get the correct answer and have a digital wallet. When you call in, give the producer your name and cell number and wallet provider. Include wallet provider and custom name and texts. Download a digital wallet right now, because every Tuesday and Thursday, you can be a winner. Yesterday's show, we did trivia. We got six winners. And so we will be holding the next trivia next week, Tuesday. Next week, Tuesday, in the month of February, the month of love. The Sand Dollar team is in Acklands. They were in Acklands and Crooked Island from the 24th to today, the 31st of January. Sand Dollar is a digital Bahamian dollar that you can access on your phone or any mobile device. Experience a secure, convenient, and instant way to make and receive payments with Sand Dollar. To learn how the digital Bahamian dollar can benefit you and your business, schedule a one-on-one meeting by calling 302-9880 or send an email to sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. Experience the convenience, inclusivity, and security of Sand Dollar at Scavella's Food Store in Crooked Island and at CNC Food Store in Acklands. Follow Sand Dollar on social media and visit www.sanddollar.bs for additional details. For Family Island residents, this is an important message. You can call 302-9880 or email sdau@centralbankbahamas.com to inquire whether the Sand Dollar Adoption Unit can come to your island to introduce and implement Sand Dollar and its infrastructure on your island. Good morning, Mr. Major.
Good morning, Aaron Green. Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have Four Seasons Race Management in studio again.
It's a pleasure to be back again.
Absolutely. Four Seasons Race Management is the country's only licensed road race fun run walk company. They manage, plan, and execute your running event from start to the finish line. I'm excited to talk about this newest event on the calendar, but before we get there, introduce yourself, sir, and then tell us a bit more about Four Seasons Race Management.
Well, good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Aaron. It's a pleasure to be here. Good morning, running community. And good morning, Four Seasons wonderful patrons, participants. We got a cadre of participants, almost, 15,000 people following us? Just kidding.
I wish. Well, almost.
Almost 15,000 participants. I wish one day that we can be that at that level. But it's a pleasure to be back here again. I'm almost feeling like that I'm a part of the Guardian employment. I just need to get on the payroll now.
Well, listen, whenever you get here, whenever you're here, I have two feelings. A feeling of I need to be fit and a feeling of guilt that I am not fit.
Well, that's easy. And, that's an easy fix. Just set your alarm clock at 4:30 every morning and come join us at the Cable Beach Police Station parking lot.
Yeah.
That's where we go. And my wife Teresa and I, hello, baby. Hello, Teresa. We are at every morning, practically every morning from the Cable Beach Police Station at about 4:30. You'd find a group of us from the Roadmasters, Bahamas Roadmasters. We are there running, training, just enjoying and
warming up together. Okay.
And enjoying what we love to do best. That's long distance running.
Now, four seasons. We only have two seasons in the Bahamas, though.
That's hot and hot, eh?
Yes, indeed.
But Four Seasons Race Management is the it's a company that my wife, Teresa, and I, we established in early 2022. And the whole idea of it is for us to, we wanted to have a race in every season. And I started the race, started the business in 2022. And in February, I decided that I'm going to take the business to the highest level by studying race management. And so I studied at the Road Runners Club of America. They have a road race certification. And I studied for about 3 months. And I needed to pass within by 86%. And that was a difficult task because the book was at least about 2,000 pages.
Wow.
So I had to take and I did it online by myself. My wife and I studied every night. And we managed to, I managed to pass it in February 2022. So right now, I am the only certified Road Running Club of America certified race director in this region. So we took the business to another level. And the whole mantra of Four Seasons is to have a race in each season of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You said there's only two seasons, hotter and hotter. But we decided
I lie. Because there's Chikchani season, there's mango season, juju season.
Pumpkin season.
We could have a race every month, not just every season.
Yes, indeed. But yeah, so we decided that we would have a race in each season of the year. And the first race would be we've already had one full year of racing.
Yes.
Which was a huge, huge success.
Okay.
We thank all those that have participated in any of our races. And you, those that are listening to me that has participated in any of our races, they can say that our races are always top notch. Mm-hmm. From our swag bags to our presentation to the race itself to the race village to the expo to the actual route with all the cheering, it's just top notch because we pride ourselves on excellence at Four Seasons, especially my wife.
That's why she's
the backbone behind all of the professionalism of the event. So, we have the first race is February, which is a Valentine-themed event, and that's what we're here for today.
Yes, sir. Running in
love, too.
Listen, first of all, first note to the first Mr. Sawyer I know, Eric Sawyer III. As you can see, I've taken a step forward in my journey. I'm going to be a certified runner on. I'm getting a certification in running on Mr. Sawyer. To the second Sawyer I know, Sawyer Boy over at Star FM. Listen, this is not the running from love competition. This is the running in love too competition. Oh, this is awesome. I'm tickled by the theme, running in love. Give us the details about the event.
Okay. When my wife and I was getting married, our daughter decided that, listen, I'm going to theme your wedding running in love.
See why?
Because both of us are runners. My wife is a marathoner and so am I.
Yeah.
And she said, listen, mom, we can have you all in tennis and all kind of things for the wedding day. So we decided not to do it for the wedding. So after the wedding, and we had already established the race management business, we said our first event is going to call it, we're going to call it Running in Love. So we have to credit our name for this event to our daughter, Vanna. Vanna, if you're listening, thank you very much.
Congratulations
for theming, for coming up with the theme for our first event.
And so wonderful for y'all to extend that space, right?
Right.
Of planning the wedding and allowing her to be a part of it in
indeed
that way.
And
oh,
so
it's a celebration.
Here we are promoting Running in Love, a Valentine-themed event where we call it where love, romance, and friendship meets the asphalt.
Okay.
And so it's going to be very, 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 very nice, very romantic. And guess what? It's just not for couples.
Say it again?
It's just not for married couples. It's for anyone who has somebody who loves them or who loves somebody.
Right.
So you can, but you have to register as a duo, as two.
Right. So you can't register as one and go there and find a partner. You have to come in and register.
That may be a possibility. You can register at one, but on the registration, you have to pay for two. You can't pay for one on the registration while you're registering, because it gives you the option to pay for one name, and then you have to fill the second name, and then you check out on the registration platform.
All right. But so if you got a friend who's not as healthy as they could be, show them you love them and take them on this fun run.
Indeed. And then that's a good part, too, because what we do with all of our events, we make it fun. So it's going to be to an advantage. There's no disadvantage, because for you, once you register, for you to receive one of our awards, we have some wonderful awards, you would have to register and finish across the finish line with your partner together.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Oh, that's wonderful, right?
Right.
Because you create this opportunity to encourage
each other.
You have to keep
motivation
pace
and all
with
that
each
stuff.
Other. And it slightly shifts the running culture, which is sort of a one man in my head as I'm running, talking to myself.
That's it.
But now you expand that. Oh, this is wonderful. So the date.
Well, the date is next week, Saturday, February 10th.
Okay.
At 6 a.m.
That's the start time.
That's the start time. Arawaki, the area where the Saxons practice.
Okay.
In that area. It's 6 o'clock. You want to come early at about 5:30. Because we always have a warm-up. Then we would introduce, like I forgot to mention, that each one of our race has a charity component. We decide that every one of our races, we're going to raise monies and give part proceeds of our event to a charitable organization or a deserving individual or individuals.
Okay.
And this is our second Running in Love. That's why we dubbed it Running in Love 2, T-O-O, and we played with the words. But last year, we gave part proceeds of our funds to Jeff Ramming and his deceased wife. He graciously accepted, and we had a moment of silence for him. He came to the event. We had a moment of silence for his wife. The reason why we chose Jeff Ramming is because it's a themed a couple event, and so we searched high and low for couples. We were sponsored and again sponsored by Cancer Treatment Centers of America, formerly Cancer Treatment Centers of America, now City of Hope, and we are grateful to Ms. Tina Lightburn and her staff. Very, very grateful for her sponsorship. We were sponsored by them last year, and again they have graciously sponsored us again. Thank you, City of Hope. And this year, we chose Jeff and his wife last year because they were cancer survivors. And this year, we did the same. We searched my wife, she works in the medical field. So she searched the Sister Network, and we were referred to a couple that is now experiencing, that are cancer survivors who have some mounting bills. And they suggested this couple who we think it's deserving. We got a chance to meet them. Mr. Leon and Dr. Neveline Evans. We are now going to give them part proceeds of our race of our funds, and they're both cancer survivors. So we are grateful for them to accepting our charitable proceeds.
This is awesome. This is awesome. It's great, right? And so I found a write-up from last year.
Yeah.
It was a fabulous event last year.
It was.
And it's great to see the initiative, particularly the charitable element,
right,
continuing the, like you say, the costs associated with treating cancer,
right,
and surviving cancer can be as tremendous as experiencing
cancer
and the stress that comes with wondering how you're going to pay the bills. This is a great support system. Now, you said the route is Arawaki. Where Saxons practice.
Right.
So can I just run in a cycle
in
Arawaki?
No.
What's the route?
No, the route goes from Arawaki in that area, and it travels west to Go Slow Bend and back. It's only a 5K, 3.1 miles. Very, very easy. You could be easy, breezy run. And we have so much exciting along the route. Last year, we had couples dancing in the streets. We had saxophone. Mm-hmm. We had all the roses at the end of the race. The husband or the gentleman of the couples, we gave them roses. Once they crossed the finish line, everybody gets a finisher's medal. Once you cross the finish line, the husband gets a rose and he presents it to the female or the wife or who is his partner. Right. Then we have all the mimosas.
Hold on. So what do you give the wife or the female or the other part of the couple to give to the husband or the male partner? You give him a Guinness or
no,
give him a remote control?
The wife gives the husband a nice big hug and a kiss. That's the reward for him.
Ladies, we got to step it up. We got to step it up. We got to give him a pack of Icy Hot or a case of Tiger Balm.
Some Trieste tonic or something.
But ladies, we got to step it up. And it's to show the men that we appreciate them as well. That
right.
Valentine's Day is not just about men giving women things.
Right?
It's about sharing.
And sharing appreciation.
In love.
And doing it together.
So here's the tip, man. If you're getting your wife...